Oh, hello. So, I'm Santa, and I'm here in my grotto, well, next to the fire, having a wonderful time. And you think that it's a nice and peaceful Christmas message, but no, it's the Big Show Quiz! Woo! Jesus Christ, right? You weren't supposed to f***ing say anything.
I was excited.
You've ruined my sonic opening now.
No, I was in the moment. I was enthralled by what you were doing.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Hang
on. Oh, dear.
Oh, there we go. It's the Christmas quiz for the Big Show, yes? All of the news from technology from the last 365 days. My name's Santa. I've been drinking since 3 o'clock. Yes. So this should be fun. The good thing about drinking from 3 o'clock is that I won't remember any of this shit in the morning.
But you'll remember the bleeps.
How do I write the time down? Have I said anything yet? No.
You've at least had... Well, no, you're okay. I think the other one was before you started recording. It's all good.
Okay. Yes, joining me to discuss the year in tech, and this beard's pissing me off, don't it? I've got to get a clipper. Amazon, Weekly, a search on Amazon, see if there's a Prime for beard clipper.
A beard clipper. For your beard clipper, I think we need a subscribe and save, not just a Prime.
Ah, good point.
Blades every month, I think.
Joining us to discuss the year in tech, top line, here he is, Casey List, first time on the network, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Good man. Where are you from?
So I am currently broadcasting from Richmond, Virginia, which since you got a bunch of Brits for the most part, you probably don't have any idea where that is. Suffice to say, it's a little bit south of Washington, D.C. on the eastern seaboard of the U.S.
Now, I have to say, while I'm driving the sleigh on Christmas Eve, I love a bit of Bruce Hornsby.
Yes, he's from, or he performs frequently not too far from here, if I'm not mistaken. I don't recall where he's from exactly, but he's often in Charlottesville, which is just a bit west of where I am.
There's one of his songs starts with Richmond in it. I don't think it's London. I think it's Virginia. Lovely. And the Blue Ridge Mountains as well. Lauren Hardy. Love those fellas.
Yeah, absolutely. Blue Ridge is just a bit further west from me. It's a really nice area. You should come visit Santa, hopefully 2 days from now.
Yeah, absolutely. You could follow me on the NORAD thing, but it's a pile of bollocks. It's just made up.
Oh, that's disappointing. I thought that they had actually worked something out with you.
No, it's all shit. And the other thing as well, Stan Laurel never got a present. You all look at Oliver Hardy and you think he was the dirty bastard, but no, it was Stan Laurel. You got to watch the small fellas. Yes, they're the ones to look out for. In the Blue Ridge, but talking of dirty bastards, it's Jeff Gamet. Well,
Santa, it's always great to get to do a show with you every single year. It's like the best present ever.
Apparently, Santa's sound is Cyloning.
Not for us.
No, it's fine, his end. So we don't give a shit about anyone else.
Yeah, you sound like your wonderful, happy-go-lucky drug self, just like excellent. I'm used to hearing.
Now, I've got to say, I listen to The Big Show every week. It's one of my favorite shows, and I love your picks.
Well, I'll do my best to not let you down.
Now, did you buy How to Make Your Own Sex Toys? Because I picked that especially
because
thinking
I
of
hear
you.
I'm getting it as a present.
Oh, who from?
Just, I heard that Santa's elves were delivering it.
No, I'm too f***ing tight to buy that.
No, wait. I'll just have to go buy my own copy.
5 minutes 19. I said f*** at 5 minutes 19. There we go.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Hang on. 5 minutes 31. Yeah, no. I said it then as well. I thought, when I picked that, I thought of you. I always got to say, because like most of the shows do a pick of the week. And I thought you'd do a prick of the week because you pick something sexual every week. But then that would make you look like a bad name, which I wouldn't use. So.
Okay, there you go.
Holy shit, Jeff Gamet lost for words.
Yeah, well, that's a new thing. Time that one. Timestamp there.
Put the timestamp
there. 1-0 Santa at 6 minutes 5 seconds. Bloody awesome.
My big problem was trying to figure out what I could say that wasn't going to make you have to write down another timestamp.
Good man. Love you to bits, Jeff Gamet. You are the salt of the earth and the best of this network. The British Gamut Network. Next to him, in the wrong order completely, I'll have to swap that around, but I have no idea how. Paul Wheatley with his tiny tree.
And with my tiny tree in the background here, yes. It's lit up.
Why on
currently?
Earth did you put it on a bloody tripod with an Xbox? What difference does the Xbox game make?
Because the tripod, I couldn't get it to flip around and be kind of vertical and kind of to hold up the Xbox game on the top of it to kind of balance it, and then I put the tree above it, because you see when I move around like this I realized that the tree disappeared. It was obscured by my shoulder.
Well, you know that,
so I decided to move it up a little smidge so it was visible.
Well, yes, it's not that it's dominated by the Xbox game at all. No.
It does the job.
Well,
I was still letting you green screen, so okay. I had a whole green screen thing planned for this evening, but I couldn't do it. So
as with all things with your studio, it didn't friggin' work.
Well, you know, Rankin came up 2 weeks ago and he helped me set it up, and he just kind of went, yeah, do that, and then he pissed off. Wow. And I was left. You know, I'm not a video guy.
I'm not. I got to say, Rankin's a waste of space.
I know. I know. We need you in the network more, Santa. That's what it is.
Well, no, I don't know anything about video. Jesus Christ.
On another topic, I managed to find a subscribe and save on Pro Style Body Styler Total Body Grooming. So I put the link in the chat room there. So if anybody's interested in a subscribe and save, it's only £15 for a beard trimmer.
Okay, jolly good.
Sadly, you don't live in New York, so you're not actually going to get it tonight, because that would be quite handy.
Batwitch says that everyone is Cylon-ing. Is anyone else in the chat room getting that or not?
By your command.
Okay, yes. And last but by no means least, it's the bloke from Norwich with girly hands.
Yeah, we
righty boy.
Word, Santa. Look, these are manly hands. Look at these. Look at these.
Well, by your own hand, excuse the pun, you said you had girly hands.
I said that in confidence to a very good friend. I don't know how you found out.
I've got girly hands and your sister loves them.
Stop! Time stamp the sister joke. Go on.
Oh, time. What's that? As 8:49 sister joke. Do I have to bleep
that?
That's
not bad for you, Santa.
Sister.
8:49. Yeah, I suppose that's not bad for me.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. So it's the Christmas quiz. We got four people here. We got 25 questions. So there's going to be a tiebreaker, as pointed out by Wheatley earlier on, which is superb, because normally we just have a draw and we just do rock, paper, scissors. Yeah,
which is incredibly exciting over Skype.
Oh, it's huge, especially on the audio podcast. So, So the idea is, right, I ask you which number you want, and you tell me a number between 1 and 25. Now then, to stop this podcast lasting 3.5 hours, kindly make a note of the number of the question that's gone. And also, because I've been drinking, make a note of your own score.
This is too hard.
Not that this is a flawed plan at all.
I have to find something to write on.
It's
okay. I'm keeping score for everybody.
I find it hilarious that a tech show gets everyone to write down their answer on a pen and paper. open notepad. There we go. Are you a Mac user, Casey?
I am indeed, yes.
Oh, that's all right then. Jesus Christ, thank God for that. Okay, Casey, being as you're the first guest on the show and you're the first time here, you managed to get first pick. Question between 1 and 25, please.
How about 17?
Well, that means I've got to take my glove off to do the scrolling. I need to buy capacitive touch gloves. Question 17.
Now we know what to put on Santa's list.
Oh, dear God. Well, no, nothing like easing in the new boy with an easy one. No six of the best here. 17. What fun addition to Microsoft portfolio. No, oh, shit, hang on. I forgot how to read English. right, hang on. I've got it. What fun addition did Microsoft make to its portfolio of companies for $2 billion this year?
Oh, God.
There's a clue in the title, and it's the word addition. No, I'm lying. I'm talking utter bollocks. It's the word fun.
No, it was Notch's company, Minecraft, the Minecraft people.
What's the name of the company, though?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, no, we don't do cheating.
God, for the life of me, I can't remember what it
is. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
It sounds like Mojo, but it's not.
Are you seeing the panel?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to help me on this.
Jesus Christ, Casey, I'm doing my best to cheat here, for f***ing sake.
Mojang!
Oh, Mojang. Weekly. I didn't throw it open, Weekly, you cheating bastard.
Oh, sorry. I'll not take the point there. Sorry, I thought you had thrown open.
But I don't have kids of that age, and so I have never played Minecraft. Know almost nothing about it. Other than that, Notch just apparently bought a really big ass house.
70.
I saw that. Yeah.
Well, no. The impressive thing about that is not just that he bought $70 million worth of mansion. He outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's pretty hardcore.
Well, they're bloody royalty. Incredible.
I apologize there. I thought you'd thrown out to the floor. I'm sorry.
Right, so Weekly, Weekly minus one for jumping the gun.
Okay, sorry.
Apparently Casey's really quiet on the feed, but never mind.
I can crank up my game, but that...
Go for it. Go on, my boy. I'm gonna, everything's going to go through Levelator afterwards, I'm sure. Now this is where I've completely cocked it up, because the next one on this screen is Jeffrey, but the next one on this screen is Wheatley. Jeffrey Wheatley. Jeffrey Wheatley.
So who is it
here? Who you choose?
Based on the fact he's my sex god hero, it's got to be Jeffrey.
I just assumed that you meant Wheatley, but that's okay.
Well, Wheatley's all right for a quick shag, but nothing more. So
that's all right.
Jeffrey, pick a number.
7.
Question 7. U.S. store chain Home Depot was hacked Depot. This year. How many records were taken? I'll give it to you within a million.
Do you mean LPs?
No. Singles. U.S. store chain Home Depot was hacked this year. How many records were taken? There's two numbers that you can choose from. There's one for emails and one for credit cards. And if you get either of them, I'll give you the points, because that's a friggin' hard question.
I think it was 7 million.
That's not even close.
Really? It was even higher than that?
Yeah, I'm throwing it over to the rest of the panel, and then it's going to go out to the chat room. If the chat room wins, hang your heads in bloody shame.
Oh, story of my life.
Right, come on, you panel. Stop the chat room from winning. 75 million is the wrong answer, but you are close.
110 million.
No. Rice is closer than Jeffrey. Casey, come on, man.
I am cheating. I am actively cheating and admitting.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. So chat room question. So what happens with the chat room question is, because we know the chat room cheat, right? So we give the credit to the person who cheats the fastest. And we're waiting.
I think technically Casey cheated the fastest.
Well,
that's what I was interrupted.
Oh, backwards. Now, this is the thing is, if you've got the ability to cheat, don't f*** the answer. Bandwedge dived in with 500 million records, which is completely the wrong answer. Oh, dear God. And Campion's come in with a number. $82 million, which is, it wasn't a question about the number of, money. Gee. Right, so go on then, Casey, cheat away.
It was 53 million, Santa.
It was 53 million emails and 56 million credit cards.
Gee, minutely.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the only thing that bothers me is, how the hell do you buy something with a credit card? Oh, I suppose it's in store. But how do you buy something with a credit card without giving your email over? Good use of the mute button there, by the way, Casey. Spot on. If I'm going to make that into a video. If you want to know how to sneeze on a podcast, that was it. That was exact. None of the shit that you guys normally pull on this show. That's a proper sneeze by a professional.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, right. Can't hear the fecking question on Ounce's Maniac sound feed. Oh, well, never mind. Wheaters.
Yes.
We might stop the podcast in a minute and try again. But
Yeah, because the sound seems to be having some problems. But anyway,
can you put the feed on and see if you can hear anything?
Right, okay, hold on. I'll bring the feed up. Give me a second.
Don't crash your bandwidth in the process. There's a good fella.
I've got bullet bandwidth now. This isn't like a year ago when I was sitting on six down and six up.
He stuttered.
Right,
so pick a number.
Yeah, I'm still doing the quiz, yeah. 25, please.
25, that's a really poor choice.
Oh, okay, one then.
Oh, no, it's the one before. Okay, YouTube has been hit by a lawsuit for songs by Pharrell Williams, The Eagles, and John Lennon. Which blood-sucking bastards... sorry. Which music rights firm did it?
Oh, I don't know anything about this world. Universal?
No, bad luck. Anyone else cheating?
I haven't cheated yet, but I'll go with Sony.
No, no, good cheat, but no. Okay.
Damn it.
Badwinch apparently offered sexual favours to a person who was installing fibre in their village this week. Oh, superb.
All right, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I'd shag for a bit more
job
bandwidth.
Job benefits. That's awesome.
So chat room cheating. No, Muller Bike cheats and says the same thing as Casey. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Christ almighty. Mind you, Muller's been drinking, to be fair. Not as much as me, but he's been drinking.
Okay. I've just checked the stream and it's perfect for me.
Okay, so it's all you bastards. My voice is all right?
Yeah, yeah, everybody's fine. It's a bit stuttery, but bandwidth-related bit stuttery. It's not either up at your end or down at my end, but, like, perfectly acceptable.
Okay, right. Moving on, then.
What question did I ask? Sorry.
The number? YouTube has been hit by a lawsuit for songs by Pharrell Williams, The Eagles, and John Lennon, but by which blood-sucking bastards?
Did you see Bronwyn's answer?
The answer was Global Music Rights.
Global Music Rights. Well, there you go. What number
Bronwyn
was that?
Got it. Bronwyn, jolly good. She's a smart girl. Smart girl. That was number 25.
It was number 25. Okay, cool. As you were.
I've been waiting for this all week. Righty, it's your turn.
Oh.
I always wait for Righty's turn. Oh, top of the shop, number one, on its own. Who took over as CEO of Microsoft this year?
That's Sachin Nadella.
No. Oh. I've got Sachin. Oh, Rankin's typed this. I've got Sachin Tendulkar.
Nutella. Sachin Nutella.
Well, I've got to take the answer that's on the card, I'm afraid.
I hate you, Santa.
No, I'm joking. Righty, Jesus Christ, there's no need to get upset.
We're still not friends.
There's a couple of questions on here you're going to have to need a hug from your mommy afterwards, but that one's not one of them. So 2 points to Righty, because he's got that one right. Sachin Tendulkar. There we go. Right, so there we go. At the end of round one, Casey has...
One.
No, Casey's got one, apparently.
Oh.
You got a bonus point.
Handicap, is that what that is?
No, no. What do you get a bonus for?
I can't remember. I've written down that you have a bonus point, though.
Muller's
I'll take it.
Well, I've got to say, I might be taking points off Righty, because Muller's put one in the chat room, Santa Nutella.
Oh, nice.
Which is if you're going to have a made-up name, that's far better than mine.
I don't remember.
Oh,
no.
That's
it. You got the answer to the Home Depot one.
No, you got a point for that. That was after the chat room f***ed up. Oh, I got
But still, he got it right.
I tell you what, Rankin's got a shitload of editing.
Oh, dear.
So Jeffrey Gamet has?
Zero.
Okay, that's easy. Paul Whitley has?
Minus one.
Well, no, really? I was joking. Yes.
No, I don't remember. So I'm on zero then.
Yeah, you're on zero. And okay. And Wrighty has?
Minus seven.
Okay, jolly good.
He's got two.
I got to say, that was a gripping round. I hope the second
chat room has one as well.
Oh, chat room's got one, so the chat room's in the lead. No, Wrighty's got two.
Yes. Yeah. God, what's it going to be like when we've got like 6 points each?
I have no idea how you buggers work out who wins. Right, Casey, your turn again. Pick a number.
How about 10, please?
Number 10. Oh, now, Beatus, you answered this one wrongly in the previous question. I expect you to get it right. So, Sony Pictures were allegedly hacked by North Koreans this year in revenge for the publishing of a movie. But what was the name of the movie?
The Interview.
Oh, good man. No hesitation, no question, no cheating, no tapping on the keyboard. Just a big smile and the right answer. There we go. Excellent, excellent answer. Superb. So who's next? Oh, Jeffrey's next. Jeffrey, your number.
12.
Oh, dear. What did...
Uh-oh.
What did Google sell to Lenovo this year at a massive loss? And when I say massive, I mean
the Motorola capital... Mobility.
Good lad. There we go. $2.
Yeah.
Super. I thought it was a harder question than it was, really.
Well, for a lot of people, it would be. It's just...
Just because Jeff's a superhero.
Maybe I'm judging these questions on the basis I deliver presents for a living.
And that's very possible.
And I only do that once a year as well. So, Wheatley, your question.
I'm going to go with number 4, please.
Number 4. Oh, Christ. You really picked them this week.
For goodness sake.
Who was accused of seeking to find dirt on critical journalists this year?
The CEO of Uber.
Uber, yes, that'll do. I didn't need the specifics, just Uber was fine. Spot on. So 2 points. This is a good round for everybody here. And Wrighty, come on, your turn to screw it up.
Number two to screw.
Number two. Wrighty's going through them in order because he can only count to three. He's from Norwich.
I forgot what the highest number was. I was writing it down and all.
25, but 25's gone. What were Facebook accused of manipulating this summer?
Oh, wasn't it people's streams to make them feel happy or sad?
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's emotions.
Emotions, yeah. That's 2 more points.
Yes, and as I recall... Wheaters, you got in a right old debate with Alison Sheridan over this.
Yes, I did, yeah.
I gathered you nearly discovered the dark side of her.
I wouldn't say that at all. No, it was a friendly and intellectual, and there was no name-calling or hair-pulling. It was a nice debate. It was good.
Oh, there's a first.
Didn't try hard enough.
Okay. Clearly it was my fault. Now then, after that was a quick round too, I thought. Maybe it's because I'm drunk, but it went through rather swiftly.
It did. It was good though.
At the end of that round, Casey has?
3 points.
Thank you, Isla Sinclair. You're too young. Jeffrey,
I have no idea.
Jeffrey Gavin, you need to Google that. She was a sexy old mother, she was. Oh, good God. Jeffrey Gamet.
Deux points.
Paul Wheatley.
I have 2 points.
Deux points. And Wrighty Boy.
I was that long since I've done French to work out what four is. Quatorze, no?
No, that's Quatorze.
It's called winner.
I delivered to France, so I have to get the door numbers right. And Quatorze is
cat.
Is Louis.
No, it's cat.
Cat.
Yeah, it's cat. Cat four. Yeah, four.
Meow. There we go. I'm swapping the numbers or the pictures around on the four-way screen because to kind of match the...
because it's confusing you. The chat room still has one.
It's gone beyond that. It's scaring the shit out of me at the minute. So there we go. We're the right way around now. We're in the correct order. So who's in the lead?
Wrighty is in the lead.
I believe this happened last year.
Then Casey with three.
And
sorry?
Then, I believe he happened this happened last year, that he stuffed it up completely, so. Casey, in a move to make a move on Righty. There we go. Casey, pick a number.
Can I have number 5, please, Santa?
Number 5. Who presided over the chairmanship of the FCC in 2014?
Oh, God, I'm American, and I don't even know the answer to this question. I have no freaking clue.
Oh, can we give you hints and help you out?
No, you can steal the answer.
Probably still won't know.
Casey, most people that come on this quiz have no freaking clue what the answers are anyway, so.
Yeah, we just say things authoritatively, Santa buys it.
There's 25 questions. There's 2 points for each answer. The winning score is usually 5. You work it out for yourself.
So I have an answer, which I definitely didn't cheat to get.
No. I'm afraid your first answer was, I'm American and I don't know the answer. Right, so...
Which is actually a totally acceptable answer.
So who's stealing? Who's jumping in?
Me!
No, just say the answer, whoever knows the answer.
Mr. Thomas Wheeler.
You cheated, Righty.
No!
You're in Norwich. How the hell do you know what the chairman of the FCC is? You still don't have inside toilets.
But I know who the president of the FCC is.
Well, I find that amazing. Semaphore comes to East Anglia. I thought Jeffrey was going to get that, I have to say. Yeah, it's Tom Wheeler.
I was giving other people a chance.
You get 1 point, right?
And his brother, Colin Wheeler, I went to school with him.
I went to a guy called Stephen Wheeler.
That was his sister. Yeah, no. Apparently the operation was rather successful. Wheatley. Don't choke on your own vomit. There's a good fellow. Right. Jeffrey, it's your go.
Thirteen.
What was Satoshi Nakamoto? Did you tell you what, mate? This question, you know, God hates you. What was Natoshi Nakamoto, even if you're reading it, what was Natoshi Nakamoto falsely given credit for inventing or creating this year? Oh, Righty knows. Righty lives in Norwich and he knows. Hang your head in shame, Jeffrey Gamet.
Somebody's doing a phone a friend.
Lose out on this one to someone from Norwich.
What was Natoshi Nakamoto, I dare you to Google that, Jesus Christ, falsely given credit for inventing, creating, or this year?
The internet.
Oh, good, no. Good guess. But, I know this answer.
I know.
I'm throwing open.
Bitcoin!
Oh, no. Aggressive jumpy bastards, Wheatley won. There we go. Bonus point for Wheatley. The answer was Bitcoin.
And that's a name that I've heard so much because Brett Gaffney all the time on Apple Context Machine. So apparently I've developed some sort of psychological block, so I've been able to cope.
I got to say... When I read that question, I thought that was the kind of phrase that someone would call at the appropriate moment during sex. apparently, yeah. Campion.
Well, for many people, it is their safe word.
Campion put easy one Bitcoin, but the time he spent typing easy one meant that he didn't get the answer faster than Wheatley, so he loses. Just type the friggin' answer, Chris. Jesus Christ. So bonus point to Wheatley. Jolly good. Excellent. I like people that jump in and just do what the hell they like. Wheatley, you're next.
Is it me now? Is it me? So. Can I have 15, please?
Question 15. Who threatened to sue Netflix over deceptive and unfair business practices this year?
Oh.
Now then.
Oh,
This is all in that kind of Tom Wheeler-ness. Obama, uber-duber, net neutrality kind of.
Was it Verizon?
Oh, good answer.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one hand there, and I know Wheatley's fairly fast with one hand from all the rumors I've heard. But I'm pretty sure he didn't cheat there. Jolly good. Excellent.
I mean,
excellent.
Entertain.
This beard's really pissing me off. Whose turn is it? Righty, your turn. Sorry, lost track there.
Can I have number three?
I don't know.
Number three. Yeah.
Who bought Oculus Rift this year and for how much? You get 1 point for each. Because I know you're going to get the first...
Facebook.
1 point for Facebook, but how much?
1.6 billion.
I've got to say, Rankin's a bit of an arse because he's forgotten to put the billion bit after the question here. So apparently Facebook went for... Right, in, come on.
1.6?
No. $1.6. No. Anyone else? Steal? No cheating now.
One, exactly?
No. Chat room, it's your turn. We're waiting on the chat room. Yes, there's a 3-minute delay on the feed, but... Apparently I'm bad, says Vac Vader.
More than a pound.
More than a pound, jolly good. Now, according to Rankin's question, it went for $2, which I think is wrong.
Champion UK went, he's got it in the chat room.
He's put $2, which is what the answer was on the card, so he's absolutely right. $2 billion. Okay. Oh, dear me. At the end of that round, Casey has?
3 points.
Oh, still in the running. Jeff Gamet has?
2 points.
Oh.
I assumed I lost points.
So, no, you're fine. Wheaters has.
5 points.
Oh, and Righty has.
6 points.
How the hell's Righty got six?
Because he had five.
But he got that one
and
wrong.
And then he got another one, which makes six.
But he got that one wrong. Oh, he got Facebook.
He got Facebook. You said it was a point each.
Of course. So only half.
You said it was a point each.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Good point.
And the chat room has two because champion just got, or champion.
No. He only gets a half of that. Jesus. Let's not be too frivolous. Round three. Four? Three? Three. Four.
I don't know where we are.
Who gives a shit? Casey.
Can I have 21, please?
Travis.
Key to the door.
Travis Kalanick is the CEO of which beleaguered firm?
Ooh. Oh,
God, I don't have a freaking clue.
Well, you should.
I wish I did, but unfortunately, I very much do not.
Travis Kalanick is the CEO of which beleaguered firm?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
The clue, there's a... But, Casey, there's a clue in the question. It's beleaguered.
Well, who's doing badly these days other than Microsoft, who we've already covered? BlackBerry? Research in Motion, strictly speaking?
No.
Well, they are BlackBerry now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're BlackBerry.
Yeah, they are
right.
BlackBerry.
And apparently they're rather successful.
I just know that so I can Google it.
Well, who?
Travis.
apparently, I was reading a thing the other day that... BlackBerry, actually, the mobile market is like 5% of their total income. They don't give a shit about it. There you go. I don't think that's a C. That's not what they put in the annual report. But
oh, my God. I'm now cheating and looking at the answer, and I can't believe I answered Lyft.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, then. Who's going to steal? You cheating bastards. Casey's the only honest cheat in the room.
I'm reading it. I can't find it.
I don't know. I'm choosing. I'm hands free and I can't think.
Batwench has said it's Uber, which is the right answer. Well done. You can't believe you see Casey. Should have got that.
Just cheated outright instead of trying to be honest about it.
Until I read the question, boy, I'd never heard of him at all. Question. 2 points for the chat room. Definitely. Jeffrey.
2 points for the chat room. Okay.
Well, 1 point. I don't give a shit. 1 point for the chat room.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your turn.
Let's go with nine.
Question nine. Celebrity images were leaked this year. Can you name three of the celebrities who were affected and confirmed that they had been hacked? There was lots of people alleged, but you've got to name three people who confirmed that they'd been hacked. Can I go for a wee while you're thinking? and for those of you on the audio podcast, Paul Wheatley's now going to sing some Bee Gees medleys just to fill in the time.
Beatles medleys.
You know, okay, so the
we all live in a yellow submarine.
No, you're my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
Say again?
Hello? We should all be Googling right now. Santa's not
no, I think
Well, I'm supposed to give answers.
But nobody here has the answers, so we can't say
that. Oh, that's right. Santa has the answers. All right. Well, we can hang out and chit-chat with people in the chat room.
Yeah, this is...
I do have a couple answers.
Oh, Batwench is giving answers. Yeah, I think I have a couple too, but I don't know how he's going to score this. Being that if you have three and you get one, do you get two-thirds of a...
I'm just looking at the pictures. chat among yourselves. Wow, yeah, that's not bad, actually.
I'm actually being good and not looking at the chat room right now.
No, I'm not looking at the chat room either.
Wow.
Staying alive.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
And your X Factor winner for 2024.
What really disturbs me more than anything is not the fact that Jeffrey doesn't know the answer to the question. It's that
Wheatley
doesn't know the difference between the Bee Gees and the frigging Beatles.
Sorry, I thought you told me the Beatles. Sorry, I didn't hear. I thought you said the Beatles. I was thinking it was funny that Righty was saying staying alive.
You seem to forget that I've got a wireless audio pack. I can hear everything that you bastards were saying. Oh, yes. And Jeffrey is not cheating and not looking at the chat room. So.
All right, so.
I need three celebrities.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's correct.
Kate Upton.
Correct.
Kim Kardashian.
No.
Oh.
You got two out of three.
Well.
Anyone else give me one?
Kayla Cuckoo.
Yes. Who the hell's she?
Oh.
She's from the Big Bang Theory, the blood of the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. The answer is Kate Upton, Jennifer Lawrence, Kirsten Dunst, Michaela Maroney, who I'd never heard of, Victoria Justice, Kaylee Cuoco, Justin Verlander is the only bloke in there, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Jessica Brown Finley, and Jill Scott. Never heard of any of those women.
So how does the points break down there?
So Jeffrey got two, and whoever said Kaylee Cuoco got one. Did you cheat?
No.
Really? Because you said the Big Bang Theory. Okay, fair enough. Well, jolly good. Well done.
No, she did a whole thing. I think it was in Conan. It was quite a good thing where she did in Conan talking about it.
Okay. Well saved. Wheaters, your turn.
Could I have number 20, please?
Yes, you can. iPhone topped all searches for tech this year, but what rival device was second?
The Samsung Galaxy 5, S5 or whatever it is.
Go on. Samsung Galaxy...
S5 or 5S. I can never remember which we're in. S5.
S5, jolly good. Well done.
There you go.
Excellent. Good shot. Good answer. And last but not least on this round, Righty Boy.
Number 19.
Oh, bollocks. I wish I could drive this sodding thing. Question 19. A theoretical major flaw affected what commonly used device this year? You need to focus on a theoretical... major flaw affected what commonly used devices here. Not that I'm trying to help or anything, Righty.
It doesn't help.
It's not that I love you, I just love your sister more.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves me more than you.
Never a truer word spoken in Norwich.
I've known. I don't know. That's the first one I'm going to get wrong.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't drive this sodding thing.
I don't know, Santa.
A theoretical major flaw affected one commonly used device this year.
You're like an Englishman trying to speak to a Spanish barman by just shouting the words that he doesn't understand.
I find that works perfectly adequately. Uno, biro, mucho, pleaso.
I'm not going back to counselling after this.
I'm fluid in Spanish, me.
Is it thrown open to the floor yet?
Yeah, sorry everyone, go for it.
Is it Ben Gate?
No.
No, okay.
Ah,
no.
I feel a bit better.
No, chat room, what is it? It's beer. No. What the hell? You stole Ben Gate? Bollocks. Ben Gate off Muller.
What?
Jeff Gammett.
No, I didn't. I'm not paying attention to the chat room, genuinely.
Okay, fair enough. The answer's bad USB. I see. We all dismissed that one, didn't we?
Oh.
Yeah. Casey's never coming back on this network. Look at his face. Jesus Christ. And at the end of that round, Casey has...
3.
Jeffrey has...
4.
Wheatus has...
Ooh, I think that's the 8. Most points I've ever had.
Wheatus, you got 8!
Yeah.
With a bonus.
Oh, I got the bonus for the girl from Big Bang Theory, then got my question right.
Ah, good man. And Righty?
6.
So...
And the chat room has 3.
Really? So, so Casey, you're kind of out of it, really.
Yeah, this is not good for me.
No. But, well, based on the fact that you're pegged as being a tech expert...
Yeah, no, seriously. Well, apparently my field of expertise is extremely narrow, and
it's not
the same field that I'm being asked about today.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
So we,
let's see if I can redeem myself.
Have we got 2 more rounds or 1 more round?
I think we've got 2 based on the amount of questions that are left.
Okay, jolly good. Casey, come on, mate. Pull it together.
Yeah, well, let's go with number 3, please, since I have a whopping 3 points.
Well, that would be rather easy, because that's a question that's already been asked, and I'm pissed.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I'm shit-faced, and I know that question's already gone.
The great thing is, as long as you paid attention, know the answer, and it's not like
in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, they drink at 9 o'clock.
Apparently I missed number 3. So when I said 3, I really meant 6.
They do sound alike.
Now here's the thing: you can redeem yourself here, old boy. Okay,
hopefully.
Because if you know anything at all about tech, you should get this one.
Okay.
In April, what bug plagued us all?
Oh God, it was the SSL bug.
Come on, my boy.
Oh
dear. Oh yes, he's pulled it from nowhere. Good man. That's jolly good, Casey. I'm really impressed, because until that point, everyone thought you were a complete imbecile.
But at least I'm continuing the grant.
I think you're awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome as well, Sam.
You've thrown yourself right back in the mix there. Excellent. Jeffrey, you need a couple of points here, mate, otherwise you're stuffed.
I know. 15.
15.
It's taken.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone, yes. That was a Verizon answer.
Oh, sorry. I have a cold. 16.
Oh, okay, right. This one's a bit of a shit. Despite assurances that no one is listening, as a quote, to your phone calls, around what percentage of NSA targets were unjustified?
15%.
No, not even close. Jesus. You trusting American fool. It's not your go anymore. You got it wrong. Anyone else?
Yeah, I got it wrong. I'm living in a state of delusion. It's my coping mechanism.
You're living in George Orwell's state, mate. Jesus. Go on.
Yeah, I know. It's
not 15. It's the other end.
72.
No. Anyone else?
65.
No.
Oh, God, I don't even have the faintest idea.
Well, you should do, because after this, you won't trust the NSA at all.
God, I'm sure it's like 80 or 90% or something.
It was 89%.
See, that's what I said.
90% of all information 90% of all information held by the NSA was unjustified and non-conspiratorial. I've just hit my elbow. That bloody hurt. 89%. Yes. Horrific.
So where's the points going there?
No one. Batwitch has put 89%, but I think that's after she heard me say it. And besides which, Mueller had already put 95%. If you're going to cheat, get the right answer, for Christ's sake. Batwitch says, that's twat I said. Learn to type, woman. Whose turn is Jeffrey? No, that was Jeffrey. It's Paul Wheatley.
Can I have 23, please?
I can't. I'm trying to move your picture in between Wrighty and Jeff, and I can't do it.
Trying to make a little sandwich there, aren't you?
I can't do it. What number did you want? 23.
23, please. Yes.
Who was slammed as the most useless cell service provider in South Africa by a series?
Oh, jeez.
But no, steady on. Calm down. There's a few clues. By a series of anonymous banners that were posted this year. So what happened was, these people were being absolutely lambasted by someone who put banners up all over the country, completely anonymously. And it was it either T-Mobile, Cell C, Orange, Three Network, or Burphone Telecom? I'll give you a clue, the last one's bullshit. Is it T-Mobile, Cell C, Orange, Three Network, or Burphone Telecom?
Cell C.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Right, okay, that was a wild guess.
I've just realised I've given Wheatley help when he really doesn't need it. That was the stupidest thing I've done all night. Well, maybe close, maybe not. Cell C says champion in the UK, in the chat room, so he can cheat along with everyone else. Righty, it's your question. Pick a number.
Has 17 gone yet?
Yes, gone. First question.
18?
Yeah, 18. HP decided to split off its PC division. Last time it said it was going to do this, it sacked the CEO. Who was the CEO then?
Oh, God.
This is
dodgy geezer.
That's right. It's one of these blokes that you kick yourself. Now that Meg's done it and she's a woman, no one says a word.
Theo Apotheker?
Yeah, Leo Apotheker even.
Leo Apotheker, yeah.
Yeah, jolly good. Well done. 2 points. I'm impressed you got the last name at all. Yeah, Meg Whitman's done exactly the same thing that Leo Apotheker did two years ago, and everyone's not said a bloody word. There you go. At the end of that round, because it's rather exciting now, Casey has...
5.
Yes, back in the game. Good man. Jeffrey Gamet has...
4.
Okay, bit of work to do. Wheatley has...
10.
How?
What do you mean how? I had 8 before. I got my question right. That's 2, and I have 10.
Right, good point. And Righty has...
8.
Oh, right, he's in touching distance. There we go. It's rather exciting. Now that just before we do that, we've got to announce the winners of the sweetie competition. Here we go. Here's the sweetie. Yeah, see, there they are. Now that we asked you how many sweeties were in the bag, there are 444. That's the answer. So those of you...
444.
444. So those of you that got the closest will get 44 sweets each if you're a Patreon subscriber. If you're not a Patreon subscriber and you send in a question, well, bad luck. You get sod all. And as I said earlier, that means that Rankin at 56 of these. Fat bastard. There you go. So 444 sweets. There. Now we'll send those out to you if you're a Patreon subscriber. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, go to patreon.com/British Tech Network and give all of your monthly salary, because because apparently they need it more than you do. There we go. Lovely. And the auto white balance hasn't corrected, so we now look rather dim, which, based on the answers that these people have given, isn't surprising.
Totally appropriate.
So last round, it's exciting. It's really riveting. Casey, pick a number.
Is number 11 available, please?
Yes, it is. Who bought Nest this year for $3.2 billion?
I believe you said Nest is in the thermostat company, and assuming that is correct, that would be Google.
Is the correct answer. Well qualified. That's not a man that's looking for points, is it? No. I hope a few bonuses come your way, sir. Otherwise, I'm afraid you're screwed. Jeffrey. Pick a number.
Eight.
August the 34th. I've forgotten. There's no 34th day in August, sorry.
Not unless it's leap year.
No. August the 31st saw the release of 500 of what to the general public?
On August 31st?
On August 31st, what 500 of what were released to the general public?
Google Glass.
No. Glasses. No, incorrect. Throwing it open.
One plus one?
No. Throwing it to the chat room. On the 31st of August, it saw the release of 500 of what to the general public? I'll give you a clue. We've already answered the question.
Jars Santa Nutella.
Jolly good, but no. The answer is celebrity.
Was this user names from one of the breaches?
No. Celebrity photos. I'll give a bonus point to anyone that can tell me what the other name of Celebrity Gate was.
Left, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Boobzilla.
Boobzilla, no.
Fap.
Come on, righty. Jesus Christ, spit it out, boy.
No.
I'll give him a half point. Fappening.
That's it, fappening.
I looked at that. I have no idea what fappening relates to.
Fappy birds.
Fappening. I don't get that at all. Never mind.
I looked up what that meant.
All right.
Because I was kind of at a loss too. So the fap part is a reference to the sound of a man masturbating extremely quickly. And then I just stopped. I was like, I don't want to know what the rest of it means.
No, I don't either. But actually, Jeffrey gets a bonus point for that. Because I've got to say, I've lied awake at night wondering what the sound could be described as, what the onomatopoeic word is for masturbation.
And now you know.
And it's fap, 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 absolutely. No question. Jesus. What on earth do you do with your spare time, Jeffrey?
I learn trivial facts that at some point become important in a conversation like this.
The noise that men make when masturbating is not trivial.
So no, whose question is it?
Describe it is.
Is that in Merriam-Webster this year or what?
Oh, I hope it ends up in Merriam-Webster. Oh, and then it becomes
Jesus
word
Christ.
Of the year. And then, no, I hope not, because at some point I'll get a phone call from my mom. Jeffrey, what's FAP mean?
Oh, Christ. I nearly dropped character then. Mac Vader in the chat. Mac Vader in the chat room is saying FAP, 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 FAP. He's backing you up there, yeah. The sound when you jerk off.
Nice.
Moving on. Quickly. Wheatley, it's your turn.
24, please.
24. Now, some of you may think that me and Wheatley are in cahoots here and I fed him the answers, but I really haven't. I promise you.
By saying that, you're automatically making people think there is a chance that that's happening.
Why do you think I said it?
Up until this point, it hadn't occurred to any of us.
Why on earth do you think
now,
I said it? There's going to be a steward's inquiry afterwards and you're going to lose. Which telecoms company sought to acquire EE this year in the UK?
BT.
Oh, dear God, that means Wheatley's won. Now, can Righty win?
No, he can't.
Okay.
Well, if he has the most points, he can, right?
We need to find a way that Righty can have the most points. Because they can't have Wheatley winning, because everyone's going to say fix. What questions left?
I won 2 years ago.
Did you? Well, yeah, you definitely can't win this year, then. Righty, what number do you want?
I've got 14.
14. Brendan Eich was forced to resign as CEO of Mozilla this year for donating money to a charity which promoted what exactly?
Paul Wheatley winning this quiz.
Is a good answer, but no.
Oh.
But I'll let you have another go because I don't think that was serious.
Brotherly and sisterly love in Norfolk.
That's closer than you know.
I have no idea.
It was something with relation to stopping homosexual marriage, I believe. Something.
Yes, bonus point to Casey. Excellent. It's the opposition of same-sex marriage. There you go. Points. I love the fist pump, dude. That's awesome. Yeah, that's like, I really have a chance, but you really don't.
No, that's all right.
Okay, but I love the spirit. And there's one question left. What's the question that's left?
Well, according to my sheet, there's two questions left, but the maths doesn't add up to that. No. So I've obviously missed one somewhere. So it's either 13 or 22.
13's gone because Satoshi Nakamoto was the noise that people made when they had orgasm. And what's the other one?
22.
Okay, so first person to answer this gets 500 points. No, I'm serious, actually. This is a really good question. Which obscure but highly successful company went public this year with a valuation of $21 billion?
Alibaba.
Oh, Wheatley, proving that he is the master.
Wow.
utter master. Well, that was faster than I hadn't finished speaking the question, I don't believe. So, at the end of that answer, fix, bollocks. At the end of that answer, Casey has?
It's eight.
Eight? Jolly good show, sir. Well done. Congratulations. Glad you came. Thank you. Please come again when it's normal. Jeffrey has?
Four.
Yeah, very respectable. But not for a man who's a tech journalist. Jesus Christ.
I'm not drinking yet. That's my problem.
I don't need excuses, Jeffrey.
I do.
Is that a baby bottle?
No, it's just a water bottle that has a filter built into it.
I was about to call Operation U-Tree then. Jesus. Righty.
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half. Jolly good. The half makes all the difference, mate. Yeah, that
half will do, yeah.
A half would get you laid in Norfolk, no question.
All right, let's all go to Norfolk.
Yeah, exactly. A pulse will get you laid in Norfolk.
Let's all go to Norfolk.
And lastly, Wheaters, your score is?
512.
Good man! I've got to say, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with that. Batwinch says the water bottle should be filled with gin. Yeah. Chat room plus 400. Campion says it's a fix, but he said it 3 minutes after Righty did, so that doesn't count. So there we go. Fantastic, fantastic. Jolly good to everyone that took part. I thought that was a fair quiz myself, basically because I didn't have to answer any of the sodding questions. I do every year. Don't forget, of course, to support UK2 because they give us all the... oh, Jesus, Wheatley's finished. Now he's won. He's pissed off.
But he's too good for us now.
I've got to say, there's
500 points and goes right to your head. Hello.
Wheatley, you may have a celebrity complex, but bloody hell, stick around for at least the end credits.
I just threw the microphone on the stage as I walked off. That was, and it cut off Skype.
Thank you, James Brown. Muller started tweeting some or typing some really inappropriate jokes this afternoon during the match show, and he's continued, apparently. It's disgraceful. I'm pissed and I'm not reading that out. So thank you to UK2. They gave us the sweets, and well done to those people that have won it. Please support UK2 once again. And thank you also to Telestream for giving us the Wirecast switching software that Rankin knows how to use and I don't. That that I screwed up this afternoon. It's very kind. Thank you very much. Where can we get a hold of you, Casey? I've got to say, my boy, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. I'm glad that I have received 8 points, which makes me 8 points away from being completely useless.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, as I say, most people win this competition with 5. So you've done very well. You've obviously met stiff competition.
I'm going to choose not to comment on that, even though I really appreciate it.
Santa,
hopefully you'll be visiting the house in just a couple of days and bringing me something wonderful.
Absolutely. Just confirm your address and I'll make sure the reindeer don't shit on your lawn.
I will do that. Thank you.
And leave out Jack Daniels. Don't be leaving out sherry, for Christ's sake. So girls drink.
Only the best for Santa.
Yeah, too right. Good man. And Jeffrey, where will you be, sir?
I'll be hanging out over at macobserver.com and on Twitter I'm Jay Gamet and at Fresh Brewed Tales where I talk about all the craziest stuff I see in coffee shops. And Santa, for you, I'm just going to kind of mix it up a little bit, and I'm going to call Sherry and have her come over and wait out with the Jack Daniels for you.
Oh dude. If you're in the Boulder area, you may not be getting your presents on time. Yeah. Did you say what your Twitter address is, Casey, or not?
No. I am at Casey Liss on Twitter. That's CaseyLiss. And I have a podcast with a couple of friends of mine, John Syracuse and Marco Arment, called The Accidental Tech Podcast, which is at ATP.fm. And then a podcast with one of your countrymen, Santa, which is called Analog, which I would spell without the UE, which is the correct way. Or you think Santa would spell with the UE, which is the incorrect way, and that's at relay.fm.
Okay, who's the countryman?
Mike Hurley.
Oh, Mike Hurley. Yes, yeah, yes. We know Mike very well.
Indeed.
He gets no presents either. good to hear you speaking the Queen's English there. Put the U in. There's a good fella, though. Colour... why do they spell donuts D-O-N-U-T-S in America?
I don't know, because there's too many U's in everything that you guys write. I mean, you guys are vomiting U's everywhere, and this is our small revolt against that.
No, it's because if they spent it properly, cops would starve.
Oh, see, I thought it had something to do with the metric system.
No. Thank you, Jeffrey, for yours. And did you buy Fresh Boob Tales or not? Through UK too.
Oh, I need to go do that. Yes, thank you for definitely. Reminding me.
I want to see all the hugging topless bars that you go to. Yes.
Because there are so many.
Well, apparently next to you there are.
There's one that's
I need pictures
close by.
I need pictures of a hugging shop. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll get a picture at the hugging shop for you.
Do bear in mind, I've got absolutely sod all to do for the next 363 days. So,
well, you'll be able to look at hugging pictures.
Good man, thank you. Wheatley, where are you? Oh, you're not on video. That's for sure. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, sorry. It's almost as if I'm new to this.
Yeah.
There we go. So you could find me on this network, The Gamer Show and The Pocket Show, both of which will be starting again in the new year. And you can find me occasionally on The Big Show and on The Mac Show as well. And if you want to catch me on Twitter, I'm at Paul Wheatley. And that's awesome. And everybody have a Merry Christmas. It's been an awesome year spending with all you guys. So it's been great.
Absolutely. And when's The Gamer Show Christmas quiz going up?
It should go up. If it's not up before Christmas Day, I will do it this weekend. I will make sure that I do it before this weekend.
It was rather good from what I understand, but
it was a really good day. There is a lot of editing required. That's why it's taken a while. So I will do my best to get it sorted out. It will definitely be up by Sunday because I'm going away for New Year, so I need to get it done by Sunday. So.
I'm pleased to say that Rankin's got a shitload of editing to do here.
Yes, I know, for these two shows, yeah.
Oh, dear God. And Righty, where's your sister?
You'll get me on Twitter at Paul Lims, and always hang around at BritishTender.com with that Rankin bloke. He's always hanging around.
Yeah, bastard. Never pays me. chat room's leaving like a group of rats off the Titanic, so they're off. Bollocks to them. They've had their fun, they can piss off.
A Norris City home game.
My name is Santa Claus. You can get me at The Santa Claus on Twitter. And there you go. See you all next year. Ho, 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 bollocks. I thought that went rather well.
Yeah, that was good fun.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, that could have been an absolute disaster, but no, it was a wonderful international party.
It could have looked like most of you were shit at tech. But no.
Luckily, wait.
And remind Santa, me never to wear a fluffy hat under studio lights in the future.
Oh, those Santa hats are hotter than hell. I feel bad for you guys.
Try the f***ing beard.